All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the Old Fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lifestyle with Alan T.
For six seasons, royal watchers across the globe have been hooked on the Netflix smash hit factual drama, The Crown. Well, over 60 episodes, multiple casts and headline-grabbing storylines, The Crown has promised to throw open the closed doors of Britain's palaces to reveal the deepest secrets of the House of Windsor. From the last days of George V to the accession of Queen Elizabeth II and into the 21st century. It has told the story of the monarchy in an ever-changing and turbulent world. Well, a new book called The Royal Family versus The Crown, Separating Fact from Fiction, is just being premiered by Catherine Curzon, who joins me on the line now. Good day to you, Catherine.
Hello.
Right, now, okay, yes, it's fascinating. I have to admit, I've watched most of it, but I haven't watched all of the final series. But it was intriguing, great, great acting. A lot of very famous and very well-known British actors took part. And it was intriguing and extremely clever in the way it dealt with subjects, and there was a lot of controversy as well. Tell us all about this new book.
So the new book, which I had such a good time writing, is basically an episode by episode, season by season.
Wow.
Investigation. I was going to say takedown there. That's too negative. Each episode and how factually accurate each episode is. So it's not about kind of like, oh, she didn't wear that dress or that person sat in the wrong place. It's actually delving into the stories. So was Princess Margaret's love life really that? Did the Duke of Edinburgh really have an issue about kneeling to the Queen? What really happened with Diana and Dodie? So that's what it's all about. It's about looking at what's right in the series, because there is some stuff, and what isn't, and in some places where the truth actually was a lot stranger than the fiction that they showed us.
Well, as I say, the book, Separating Fact from Fiction. Tell me, how did you sort of discover, or how did you do the research to actually find out what was fact and what was fiction?
Some of it I had an idea of because my grandmother used to talk about Princess Margaret a lot. She had lots of views on Princess Margaret. So that's kind of like where I came into it. And I thought that there could be an intriguing idea for a book. And I've written quite a few books about royal history, but not modern royal history. So it's something that I really love. I really love the research of it and getting into the lives of these people. And this one, the more I watched The Crown, and the more I'd say to my husband, no, that's not right, or no, that's
I think a lot of I think a lot of people were doing that when they were statement when they were showing the episode. I did it myself, so I can't say anything other than
and eventually I was just actually having a chat with my publisher and I said to him, you know, there's a book in this, and he said, well, why don't you write it? So that's how it came about. So it was absolutely fascinating, though, that I will say that I had to watch The Crown from front to back quite a lot of time. So really? I probably won't watch it again for a little while.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. But then, nevertheless, I mean, as you say, it's very compelling viewing, I have to say. Yeah. I mean, I found it quite fascinating. And I thought the way in which Princess Anne was depicted, I mean, I sort of discovered a whole new sort of understanding of whether it was right or wrong. I don't know, but it's pretty cool.
Do you know, I wish, and I do say this in the book, that I wish there was so much more Princess Anne. So we don't see the kidnap attempt where she famously fought off kidnappers.
That's right.
We don't see her at the Olympics. She's just kind of there, and then she's married, and then she's divorced. And I just feel like there's so much of Princess Anne's story that would have been so much better than...
I agree.
I would have loved it. Like, the kidnap, why didn't we get to see her fighting off kidnappers? That would have been amazing.
Most of my contemporary, I mean, we grew up with her and we sort of read stories and heard about, I remember the kidnapping, but it wasn't even mentioned, I don't think, in the series.
It wasn't. And she seems to be like a real... Even amongst people who can take or leave royals, they seem to like Princess Anne.
Yeah.
And it just feels like such a weird omission because there's stuff in The Crown where you think, God, they spent a lot of time on that and it's not even that... entertaining.
Right.
But yeah, Princess Anne she was so ill served. I would have loved to have seen more Princess Anne. I really, Prince Edward, because he's still quite young when the series, I understand that. But Princess Anne had so much going on and the performance, you know, was brilliant and the characterization was great. And I just wish there'd been more of it.
And it's great to see her at the official official outings of the royal family. She looks incredibly regal and she sort of really, really holds herself so well.
I think, she's a really great representative for the royal family. And I think after the Queen's death, she was as well, you know. Yeah. So much, she just, as you say, she held herself so well and she came across so dignified, but also receptive to the public
who
the Queen as well. Yeah.
So when you sort of started to sort of write it proper, did you sort of do a lot of checking? Or I mean, obviously, you know, when you write a book, you're obviously going to do a lot of drafting and editing and so on and so forth. And did you find anything that, don't give it away because obviously we can read it in the book, were you surprised by any of the things you did discover that weren't actually fact and vice versa?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I won't give it away, as you say, but there were some elements of particularly Prince Philip's early life that are shown on screen that were completely misrepresented. And apparently, there's a rumour that there's one particular storyline in the show, which this isn't a spoiler, if anyone's seen, about is the death of his sister that he actually considered legal action over. I don't know if it's true, but it's certainly a rumour.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other elements of Philip's earlier life that it wasn't something I was particularly aware of, you know, his parentage or his siblings. And his was a really fascinating earlier life. And again, one that I think they took a certain direction in the show that was mostly fictionalized. But the actual fact of his early life was fascinating too.
Equally as unexpected, yes.
But perhaps less immediately dramatic.
Well, I think the way they did depict him in the series was quite good. I mean, I think it worked well. But as you say, there's always going to be some alliterations and things that are slightly altered to sort of suit the narrative, as always.
I think it helped as well that obviously, like, all the actors in it were fantastic. And Prince Philip was
absolutely
so well portrayed.
Yeah.
There were also a couple of times, and this is in the book, where they took stories that should have belonged to the Queen and gave them to Philip. And that's something I feel quite strongly about, you know, like he had quite a lot of screen time and he had plenty of store of his own, so we don't need to take someone else's. But it sounds like I'm being really curmudgeonly. I'm really not. It's a really entertaining series. Just, I think sometimes it's nice to know, oh, that's what we're seeing, but this is actually what happened.
Absolutely. So obviously we can find out a lot of this from reading this book, and I think it's quite fascinating, and there's an awful lot of fans out there of The Crown. And I do think there's been a sort of a kind of change, a resurgence of the popularity of the royal family, because I do think that the younger generation are certainly beginning to have an impact now. And we've obviously had incredible amount of controversy with, of course, Harry and Meghan, and of course the illnesses, terrible, tragically and unfortunate occurrence of cancer in the family, and that kind of just generates a lot of sympathy, wouldn't you agree? And I think that's happened a lot in the last couple of years with the royal family.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think as well that, you know, what The Crown does really well is show, as we'll all know, you know, people of certain generations will know, that the royal family didn't, they used to be very remote, and The Crown catches that.
God,
well.
Yeah, really.
But
well.
Now they've really made that effort to be more human. You know, I remember just Princess Anne appearing on A Question of Sport and it being like a major thing.
Oh, yes.
Laughing, and she's, you know, she's got a sense of humour. But they've made such an effort to sort of get across that, obviously, they're never going to be quite like us because of the way they've been born is royal and they've lived in immense privilege. But they're trying to get across that we are just human like you, and that
absolutely,
if there are challenges, that we're not going to hide them. And as we know, that when there is an effort to conceal things from past royal history, that the rumour mill goes into overdrive. And it's actually, I think, better really to sort of front up sometimes and say, this is what's going on to a certain degree. So we don't need to know, for instance, what the Princess of Wales' illness was.
No.
But it's a thing that we wouldn't previously even know she was having a health challenge. It would have been she's gone and where is she? So I think they really are making an effort. And I think as the generations go on, we'll see more and more of that, that remoteness is completely gone now.
Yes, and I mean, the way in which the younger members of the royal family are now not so much paraded, but they seem to have a far more readily appearing sort of function, and they seem to be very independent as well. I mean, especially George is quite amazing, I think. You can see it in him, can't you? So, yes, he's a future king. There's no other ways. But, I mean, the way in which William and Kate have sort of handled the whole situation with the illness and, of course, with the children, I think it's been exemplary. And I think that, it's a big change. I just heard that the king has renamed a boat. Well, he's going to call Agincourt, not to upset the French.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's just been announced. Can you?
See, that wouldn't have happened in the 50s.
You took the words out of my mouth. That would not have happened in the 50s. Yeah, that's true. Well, the book is called Royal Family versus the Crown, Separating Fact from Fiction. It's out now. It's a hardcover, and the author we're talking to is Catherine Curzon. I wish you a lot of success with it. You can actually find out about ordering the book through our TRE bookstore, and it will go to sort of other places where you can buy it. And I say, thoroughly exciting to think about this. I'm definitely going to have a look at this. It sounds fascinating. And I must actually watch the end of the series because I never actually watched the last season in full.
Finish the show.
The circumstances, I don't know. You know, sometimes you get into a habit of doing something and say, oh, yeah, the Crown's back on. But I wasn't in that particular frame of mind. I think that's what happens sometimes. But I know it's there, so I'm going to get to it now. I've got to catch up. Thank you very much for joining us, Kath. Is there anything you want to leave us with about the book and about yourself? What other projects are you sort of looking into? Anything?
I've just come back to work. I've had my own period off with a bit of ill health, but I'm back up to speed. So I'm just back to work, and I'm working on something completely different now, which is a book about the making of The Exorcist.
Oh, really? Wow.
And also, I also write best-selling World War II sagas. I'm just about to start on another one of those. So it's sort of full steam ahead, and it's really exciting because I get to write stories and I get to come and talk to you guys and to your listeners. Yes. It's absolutely great.
World War II stories. You must have come across the SAS Rogue Heroes, which has been hugely successful.
My dad's a big fan.
Well, my father was in the Desert Rats. He was in the 8th Army, and he went into Sicily, and he came across those naughty boys.
Yeah.
They were called that. Rather rank and file. God, those naughty boys have been at it again. Well done, lads. Well done. You know, that kind of sort of attitude. Congratulations on the book, Catherine. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I wish you a lot of success. And interesting you're doing stories about World War II, because I know that my partner's fascinated by anything to do with the characters of the Second World War. So I've got to look out for that from Catherine Curzon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
A thoughtful business gift does more than say thank you. It shows someone they're seen, appreciated, and genuinely valued. With 4imprint, you can choose from thousands of high-quality, customizable products like premium apparel, branded drinkware, tech, and more, designed to leave a lasting impression. And with expert support, dependable service, and 4imprint's 360-degree guarantee, you can be 4imprint certain your gift arrives on time and exactly as intended. Explore gifting with heart and certainty at 4imprint.com.
4imprint.
Cheap Caribbean Vacations has got the perfect escape waiting for you.
Vacation planning should feel like a breeze, not a deep dive into countless travel sites searching for the best deal. With Cheap Caribbean's Budget Beach Finder, you can search every destination and every date all in one search.
You're going to save time and money, friends, with the Budget Beach Finder. So say goodbye to your endless scrolling and tab hopping, and say hello to Budget Beach Bliss at your fingertips.
Go to CheapCaribbean.com to try out the Budget Beach Finder and see just how stress-free vacation planning should be.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.